All right, good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们，早安。
How's everybody doing?
大家都好吗？
I don't feel good. You guys don't feel like you're good. Are you guys, good? Everybody good?
大家更振奋一点的。
你们好吗？ Oh, okay, there's some noise here. Is God good? Yes. God is good all the time. And all the time...God is good.
Amen. 神一直是良善的。
Yeah. That's good. I'm just watching the little kids pass notes over there. You guys good over there, kids?
Yes.
All right, pass the notes. Ryan, you got a love letter you want us to read? Okay, who's that from? Oh, no. No love letters from Abby. You know, sometimes...have you ever read the Bible and you come to a part that just, wow, doesn't make sense?
大家有没有这样的经历？当你在读经的时候，啊，读到一段经节，你觉得这个好像搞不懂呀？
Or from the reading of it, it makes clear sense, but you don't like what it says.
也有可能经文很清楚，但是你不喜欢它所传达的信息。
Or the language of the word is so strong that it creates division.
或者有的时候，这个言辞用的是那么的，那么的强有力，它有可能会造成一些分裂。
And you know it creates division.
你也知道它造成了分裂。
Sometimes you come across a piece of the text and it just seems to be so against the way that we think.
有的时候我们读到一些经节跟我们个人所头脑所明白的事情有很大的抵触。
And so our tendency as Christians is to just gloss over it.
所以有的时候作为基督徒我们就倾向于含糊其辞的跳过去。
There's a pastor that says we live in a swipe right culture.
有一个牧师讲过，我们现在生活在一个滚动
swipe right.
滚动的。
Yeah, you know, on your phone when you don't want to see that, you swipe right. You just swipe the page away.
对，在这样的一个文化中，我们看到一些文章，我们就不断的翻滚这个屏幕。
Yeah, or you're on your phone, you just like.Go to the next chapter.
然后我们在手机上看东西，看到我们不大喜欢的，我们就翻屏。
I think that sometimes God will give something in His Word that is so troubling.
我相信神有的时候会给我们一些让我们不是很自在的信息。
In fact, for some people, we might call what He's saying so turn offish. It turns us off.
有些人甚至会说神的一些话语令人很反感。
And I think it's true. Sometimes God's word will be turn-offish to people.
我相信这的确是如此。有的时候神的话语会让人反感。
But as a practice for our church,
但是作为我们教会的一个实践,
I think we want to learn to not just skip those passages.
我希望我们能够学习，我们不会简单的跳过这些比较困难的经节。
Oh, that's just that's the culture back then.
我们就说，哦，那个是过去的过时的一种文化。
Or God doesn't really mean it this way.
或者是神并不是真的是这个意思。
Or I'll just swipe right. I'll just turn the page. We'll pretend we didn't see that.
或者我们就翻篇，我们假装我们没看见。
To be honest, I think when we face texts like that in Scripture,
诚实的讲，当我们来到这样比较困难的经节的时候
，and if we really, I believe, if we really wait on God,
如果我们真的等候神
，oftentimes it's in those hardest parts of Scripture that there's a treasure in there for us.
常常在这些最艰深难解的经文里有神赐给我们的保障。
So I just want to say that today, within our passage, there's a few verses that are hard.
所以我想跟大家说，今天我们要看的经文中有那么几节是很难的。
But I've been waiting on the Lord for some time over this.
但是我已经在这些经节中等候神。
And Pastor James and I have been waiting together upon the Lord for this.
范长老和我也一起为此等候神。
And I believe there's some treasure that God has for us. Do you believe that?
我们相信在这些经文中有神要给我们的宝贝。
Like, do you believe really?
大家相信吗？真的相信吗？
Do you believe? Come on, I need to hear you guys a little bit. It's hard for me. It's kind of a little dry out here today. Yes, do you believe?Yeah, it's okay.
大家都相信。
Maybe it's just your masks. Maybe it's your mask. So turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 14. That's where we were last week.
请大家跟我们一起翻到哥林多前书十四章。
And there are two verses in here that have created so much division among Christians.
这里有两节经文在基督徒中造成了很大的分裂。
I think it's some verses that even create some animosity.
甚至造成了敌意。
Sets off a lot of emotions.
引发了很多的情绪。
But I do believe, if you believe with me, that God will still speak to us through His Word.
如果我们都能够一同的信靠，相信神要透过他的，尽管是最很难的话语，也要对我们讲话。
I feel that there's times when we just need to ask God for help.
有的时候我们就是要来到神的面前寻求帮助。
Can we do that this morning? Can we just ask God for His help?
今天早上让我们一起来到神的面前寻求他的帮助。
And maybe if it gets hard for me to preach, I'm going to just stop and we're all going to pray and ask for His help, okay?
当我讲到很难的地方的时候，可能我们可以停下来祷告。
Is that good?
可以吗？
Okay, all right, let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we don't want to come before you with any type of religious routine that becomes jaded.
主啊，我们不愿意是按照宗教的仪式或是走过场的心态来到你的面前。
And so even as we pray, Lord, I just want to talk to you.Lord.
主啊，我们祷告的时候，我们要单单对你来讲话。
And I just want to come before you on behalf of our whole church that is gathered. Lord, we need your help.
主啊，我要代表我们聚集在这里的全教会来向你祷告，我们需要你的帮助。
And we don't only need your help for the your word and for your word to speak to us.
我们不仅
need your help in every area coming in here with burdens on our heart.
我们每一个人都带着心中的负担来到你的殿中。
We are so weighed down by the different things that are upon our shoulders.
我们被各样的事情所压不堪重负。
And yet your promise says that we can cast our cares upon you because you care for us.
然而你给我们的应许是，我们可以放下一切的忧虑，因为你在乎我们。
Lord, you care for us.
主啊，你在乎我们。
And we just want toThank you and praise you for being such a caring God.
我们要为着你对我们的关心和在意来献上感恩和赞美。
So Lord, reveal your truth to speak to us, convict us, encourage us, and build us up this morning.
主啊，愿你透过你的话语对我们讲话，启示我们教导我们，指引我们。
There is a spiritual war going on right now.
现在我们在一场属灵的征战当中。
And we know that we stand on the side of Jesus, our victor.
我们知道我们是站在耶稣基督，我们得胜的君王身边。
And that greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world.
在我们当中的这一位是大过在世上掌权的那一位。
And so, Father, we hold on to you and your promises as we worship your holy name this morning.
主啊，今天早上我们敬拜你的圣名，我们要牢牢地抓住你。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
You know, sometimes we hear this phrase, like father, like son. Has anyone heard that phrase before?
我们有时候听到一句俗话，就是说有其父必有其子。
Or like mother, like daughter.
或者有其母必有其女。
But you know, these sayings aren't always true.
但你知道俗话不是总是真的。
Because not every son is like their father, and not every daughter is like their mother.
Is 因为其实不是每一个儿子都像爸爸，女儿都像妈妈。
And I'm going to be really honest. My mom and dad are not here today. You know, they would actually, they might be bothered by what I'm about to say.
今天刘长老的父母不在场，不然的话。
But actually, they might be online. Hi, my mom and dad.
不知道他们怎么想。
But I think this is true.
但我想这是真的。
That, you know, as you grow up, you sometimes begin to see the not so good qualities of your father or mother. Is that true?
当我们在成长的过程中，开始看到我们父母身上的一些缺点。
And there sometimes comes a point, which I expect my children to do to us, that they're like, they see that negative quality so much.
有的时候孩子们看到父母身上的一些负面。
That they begin to think.
他们就开始想。
When I grow up and I become a parent, I do not want to be like them in this way. You guys track with me?
他们看到这么多负面的时候，他们就会想：等我长大了，我可不要像我的父母那样。
And I know that Bethany and Abby, maybe not CJ yet, because he thinks I'm just the man. Okay.
我的比较大一点的孩子可能会觉得。
But I know that they already see stuff in me where they are making a decision. I don't want to be like that.
所以我大一点的孩子可能看到我身上有一些方面他们觉得不好。
You see, they see some negative qualities in me, but I also believe that it doesn't diminish their love for me, right?
所以但是我相信尽管他们看到我的缺点、
She's like nodding right now.
但是不会、减低他们对我的爱。
And so because they love me and they know me,
因为他们爱我他们了解我。
They not only see some of these negative qualities in my life,
他们不是仅仅看到我生命中的缺点,
but I believe they see some of the really good qualities on the other side of that in my life.
另一面呢,他们也看到我生命中的优点。
And so hopefully we hope as children that they recognize our flaws.
我们希望我们的孩子能够认识到我们的缺陷。
But that they also can recognize where God's working in us and we have some strengths too, right? Amen?
但同时也希望他们可以在我们身上看到神如何在我们身上动工。
And I think this holds true to every close relationship that we all have.
我想在我们每一个亲近的人际关系中都是这样的。
I think in every close relationship that you have, we see the negative qualities that they have, and we can see it very clear. It doesn't always diminish the love that we have for them.
当我们跟其他人有很亲密的关系的时候，我们尽管看到他们的缺点，但不会减弱我们对他的爱。
And as we see their negative qualities, we also see their positive qualities.
我们会同时既看到他们的缺点，也看到他们的优点。
And so I think wisdom teaches us that we can learn from their positive qualities.
我想有智慧的话，我们就能够从他们的长处中学习。
And in a certain way, be cautious when we see their negative qualities and say, "Oh, I want to make sure I'm not like that."
也会从他们的短处中得到提醒和警告。
Why am I sharing this?
为什么要跟大家分享这个呢
？Because When we study about these Christians in the Corinthian church,
因为当我们在读到关于哥林多教会的这些信徒的事情的时候
I really think sometimes it starts to get hard to listen to the preaching about these Christians.
有的时候我们听到这关于这些基督徒的讲道的时候挺难理解的
Because sometimes all we do is look at all of their negative qualities. You see what I'm saying?
因为我们常常会太专注于他们的缺点
And we focus on their negative qualities.
我们就注焦在他们的缺陷上。
And we see Paul is writing this letter to them about their negative qualities, and this is canonized, and this becomes part of Scripture, and we think the Corinthian church is just such a bad and negative church.
当我们看到保罗指出哥林多教会种种缺点的时候，我们可能就觉得，哎呀，这是一个多么糟糕的教会啊。
And it is true that there are issues there.
的确，他们有问题。
There are issues among the Christians there.
在当地的信徒中有问题。
But I believe if we're not careful,
但我想我们不能够不小心。
We then become unable to learn from where they are strong.
不然我们就失去向他们的长处学习的机会。
Today I want to encourage us to learn from them where they are strong.
今天我想邀请大家来学习哥林多教会的长处。
Because even Paul says about them in chapter 1, he says, I thank God for you.
因为尽管是保罗他在他的书信中第一章也讲了我为你们感谢神。
And he says, I thank God because you don't lack any spiritual gift.
他说我常为你们感谢神因为你们在神所赐给你们的恩惠中凡事富足。
So right off the bat,
所以一开始
I want you to know that these Christians in Corinth were a very active church.
这些哥林多的信徒啊，他们是组成在一起是一个很积极的、很有活力的教会。
They were not an idle church.
他们不是一个闲散的教会。
They loved to get together.
他们很喜爱聚集。
They were always gathering to worship the name of the Lord.
他们总是聚集在一起赞美主的名。
They were, they were a very active in pursuing the spiritual gifts.
他们在追求属灵恩赐方面非常的积极。
And if you walked into their gatherings, whether it's on a Sunday morning or in their small groups in their homes,You will see spiritual gifts just going off.
如果你能够加入他们的主日敬拜或者他们家庭团契的话，你会看到属灵的恩赐随处不在。
They were a church that had spiritual gifts on full display.
你们会看到他们全面的展示神赐给他们的属灵恩赐。
So I want us to maybe learn from that.
我想我们可能可以从他们身上学到一点什么。
There are some good things going on there.
在那里有一些好事情。
And so I want us to have that framework as we look into the text today. Is that good? Is that good with y'all?
所以今天我们可以有这样的框架，然后再看今天的经文。
All right, so let's begin. We're going to start with verse 26 of chapter 14.
让我们从14章26节开始。
And we just got to let the Lord speak to us, okay?
让我们让神对我们讲话。
Verse
26. 26节。
He says, so what then, brothers and sisters, right there, what then, brothers and sisters, when you come together, each one has a hymn, a lesson, a revelation, a tongue, or an interpretation, let all things be done for building up.
弟兄姐妹们，这却怎么样呢？你们聚会的时候，个人或有诗歌，或有教训，或有启示，或有方言，或有翻出来的话，凡事都当造就人。
You know what's interesting here? It says when you come together.
你看很有意思，他这里说你们聚会的时候。
It doesn't say if you come together.
他没有说如果你们聚会的话。
It doesn't say on the occasion that you make time to get together.
他没有说当你们找到时间可以聚集的话。
It doesn't say when you are free.
他没说当你们有空的时候。
And you get together.
然后你们在一起。
It says when you get together, whenever you get together.
他说当你们聚会的时候，你们聚会的时候。
Sometimes a word is translated as often as you come together.
有的时候这也翻译成你们每逢聚会的时候。
As often as you gather together as believers.
每逢每当你们作为信徒聚集在一起的时候。
Pastor James and I were talking about this.
范长老和我谈到这一点。
That some of these early churches were actually fairly large.
这些起初的教会啊，还挺大的。
The writer of this letter actually mentioned over again, there's quite a lot of leaders. There's a lot of different leaders in this church, which indicates that it was probably a pretty good-sized church.
看这些书信中常常提到有许多的教会领袖，那证明这个教会应该是挺大的。
And when Paul originally, you see in the book of Acts, when he planted this church, he stayed a year and a half, which is quite a long time for Paul.Which means that as they're going out sharing the gospel to the neighborhoods around them, it's a very fruitful ministry that people are getting saved and coming into the church.
所以我们也在《使徒行传》上看到保罗去传教、去职堂的时候，有时候花上一年半载的时间，对他来讲这是很长的时间。那也说明，当他们去那些地方传福音的时候，是很有成果的，很多人加入教会，很多人得救。
And we don't know if they were able to always gather as a large group in a humongous hall or sanctuary. They probably didn't have a church sanctuary.
我们不晓得他们是否有那么大，可能是没有一个非常大的大堂来全部聚集。
Which also indicates that if they're gathering often, they're not always gathering as a super large group. Often they were probably more likely gathering in smaller groups, in smaller fellowships,all throughout the week and in their houses.
所以我想他们可能聚集不是说全教会在一个非常大的教堂里面聚集，而是更多像小组啊、团契啊，在周间的晚上在某人的家里聚集。
And yet they did this as often as possible.
但是他们常常这样做。
And so I think I need to talk with us, church.
所以我想对我们的教会讲话。
Because it's really important for us to know God's heart for the frequency and the quality of the gathering together of His people.
因为我想，对我们来讲很重要，我们要了解神对我们的心意，他对我们聚会的频率和质量的心意。
That it's not just even a desire of your heart.
这不只是我们心中想要的。
But that if throughout the scripture you see that God is pointing his people to this, that you know God wants his children to often gather together for some reason.
而且在经文中我们也一次又一次看到神指引他的子民要这样行。
That it is good for his people to gather together.
神说他的子民聚在一起是好的
often
常常在一起
because it does something for his name
因为这对他的名是有效的
and it does something for us
对我们也是有功效的
spiritually
对我们属灵的成长是有益的
so that when we are gathered together
所以当我们聚集的时候
there is a supernatural activity that is happening naturally in our group
我们自然的会在小组中经历一些超自然的事情。
Pastor James and I believe it's really important for all of you to be constantly gathered together with other brothers and sisters.
范长老和我都相信，我们教会弟兄姐妹应该经常的聚在一起。
It's important to God.
因为这对神是很重要的。
So it should be important to us.
所以对我们也应该是很重要的。
And so sometimes, even when you don't feel like it, you're going through a little low time in your life, and you're just like, I don't want to do anything. I want to stay home. I want to drink beer and kick in my feet, watch a movie, eat some popcorn.
尽管有的时候你可能自己的感觉不在那里，有一点精力低谷，想在家里喝喝酒，吃吃爆米花，看电影。
It's okay to do that.
那是可以的。
Sometimes.
有的时候。
It's okay to miss out on a gathering every now and then.
有的时候你可以这一个聚会没有去。
But know that even as you're going through that time and you don't feel like it.
但你要知道，尽管你在经历低谷，心中没有这样的感动的时候，
you gotta know that as soon as you put yourself in it,
你要相信，当你把自己放在那个境地，
God uses it,
神就会使用那个环境，
and you'll be blessed because of it,
然后你就会得到祝福，
and you'll bless others because of it,
你也会因此祝福别人。
You see, there's a picture of that that's going on together.
你看这里有这样一幅画面。
And he gives a picture of what it should look like.
保罗也给我们看到这个幅画面应该是怎样。
He's saying, when you gather together, whenever you gather together, here's what I want you to do.
他说，当你们聚会的时候，我想要你们这样行。
Each one of you get ready, prepare yourself.
你们每一个人都要准备好自己。
Be prepared before you go into that gathering to share something useful.
你去参加聚会之前要预备好能够分享一些有用的东西。
Have you ever thought about that before?
你以前这样想过吗？
Sometimes we just go into any group and we're just like, I'm just here to whatever, we'll see what happens.
我们常常去参加一个教会就没有准备就见机行事。
I'm going to Peter's small group this week.
今天我是要去一个
Peter.
Yeah, 要去 Peter. 要去 Peter 的小组。
He better have something good for me, bro.
Peter 会想要你要带一点好东西哦。
Week.
我们今天要去雅歌团契。
And what they got for me?
你有什么好东西要给我们吗
？Oh, tonight sucked.
今天晚上啊。
好烂哦。
哦，不行。
They had nothing.
他们什么都没有预备。
Ah, whatever. I don't want to come next week.
那下周我就不想去了。
Boring.
好无聊的一个聚会。
Paul saying, "Revelation, a tongue or an interpretation."
你们或有诗歌，或有教训，或有启示，或有方言，或有翻出来的话。
Because when you bring something in,
因为当你带进来一些东西。
When you prepare to bring in something useful,
当你预备要带来一些好东西，有用的东西。
Everything will be done for the building up.
一切都能够造就彼此。
You see, that should be your heart's intention when you go into a gathering.
你看，当你参加一个聚会的时候，你的心就要有这样子的意念。
It's like going to a potluck.
就像你要去参加一个大家，一起吃饭。
A potluck means everybody's bringing something good in.
一家一菜，每家都要带一个好东西。
You prepared in advance.
你要事先预备。
I miss our potlucks over here. You guys miss that potlucks?
我们都很想念一家一菜。
Some good food. There's, you know, Zhang sister makes this little white fluffy Chinese bread. I don't even know the name of it. What is that called?
我们很想念曾英姐妹的一种中国的蛋糕。我不知道叫什么。
No, no, what is it? It's not called 蛋糕. What is what Zhang, is Zhang here? 饭糕。
发糕。发糕。
发糕? Okay, let's get some 发糕。She may, I miss that.
我好想念。
If anybody passed a message to her, like, send a little piece my way to our home. I mean, just kidding, because whenever the pastor says that, you know, you get double portion. But when you have a potluck, you know, Zhang's preparing all day. She's picking raisins. She's like making this thing, and she brings it for the good of everyone.
所以你想，每当我们要有一家一菜聚会的时候，曾英姐妹可能一整天都在忙，用葡萄干各种东西做出好吃的发糕。
You know those sisters that make that curry, man. Sometimes I don't even know who makes that curry. It's like some good curry.
还有一些很美味的咖喱。
You know, after a while, you can come and not bring anything, and no one's gonna like dig you here. You know, it's all about love. Just come and eat. It's all right.
有的时候你可能什么都不带就来了，那也没问题。
But you know, be honest. A potluck is about everybody bringing something, right?
但如果诚实的讲，一家一菜就在于意义就在于每人都贡献。
That's actually what makes the potluck really good.
这就是为什么一家一菜特别好。
Because if only Zhen Ying's sister brings that little piece, that one loaf of, what do you call it?
发糕.
发糕, everybody, the 发糕, 发糕, then Everyone just like, all right, we get a nibble of this today. Everybody eats one raisin.
因为如果只有一个人，正英姐妹带来一块发糕，那每人只能分到一小块。
Then that's not a great potluck anymore.
那这样就不是一个很好的聚会了。
Everybody brings something good.
每人都要带来一点好东西。
Brothers and sisters, when we gather together in our fellowship, small groups, whatever community, life group that we're in.
弟兄姐妹们，每逢我们小组聚会、团聚聚会或任何社区聚会的时候，
Do you spend the time to prepare?
你有没有花时间预备呢？
To bring something in.
要带来一点好东西呢？
For the building up of others.
为了造就别人。
You see what I'm saying?
你们明白我的意思吗？
Okay.So whenever you gather together, prepare your heart to bring something useful for the building up of others.
所以你们每逢聚会的时候，预备好你的心，带来有用的事物，彼此造就。
Paul's saying, "Don't come unprepared."
保罗说不要没有准备。
Whenever you gather as believers, offer something of yourself.
作为信徒，每逢聚集的时候，要奉献一点东西。
It's not on the small group leader only.
不仅仅是小组长。
It's on everyone to come and to give.
而是每一个来参加的人，每一个人都有所奉献。
Sometimes it's okay, because sometimes you just have one of those long days and you're like, man, brother, sister, I just need to receive. I'm hungry today. That's okay. We love you.
有的时候可以啊，你一天很忙，你想今天我就领受就好了。
But you know, you can't be a spiritual mooch forever.
但是你不可以永远在属灵上都是这样，只进不出。
Gotta be a giver.
你也要作为能够给予的人。
Prepare yourself. Ask the Spirit, what can I bring today?
预备自己，来向圣灵求问，我可以带来什么呢？
You know, I've heard lots of testimonies that there are some groups in our church that are just on fire.
我听到了很多见证，我们教会中一些小组真的是非常的有活力。
I hear the testimonies, I hear the sharing. There's just some groups that it's like, man, the Holy Spirit's here spurring us and people saying, I can't wait to get in my group together.
我听到很多见证分享，在小组中圣灵是这样子的有活力啊，大家都迫不及待的要来参加聚会。
But you know,Don't we want every group to have that type of life?
我们不是希望每一个小组都有这样的生命吗？
How do we do it?
但我们怎么能够做到呢？
Honestly, I could go find a book. Anybody know a good book? We'll like share with everybody. Here's how to bring more life into small groups.
我们可能可以去找一本书来读一读，怎么样能够更好的小组聚会。
Maybe we just need to pray.
或者我们只需要祷告。
I honestly don't know what to do sometimes.
有的时候我不知道到底该怎么做？
Because I don't think there's a secret recipe.
因为我不相信那里有个秘诀。
But I think that if we pray,
但我想如果我们祷告，
and we ask God for help,
我们向神请求帮助，
there will be more and more groups that pop up in our church that are just full of spiritual life when they gather.
我相信我们教会中会有越来越多的小组，他们充满了属灵的生命。
Do you guys want to see that?
你们想要见到这样的景象吗？
You want to see that? Yes or no?
大家想看到这样吗？
No, you don't really. Do you want to see that?
大家真的想看到这样吗？
No. Do you want to see that?
Yes.
大家真的想看到吗？
Yeah. Can we just ask God? Can we pray as a church right now to ask God to give us that?
让我们一起来全教会来向神来祷告，向神求。
You pray. You just ask God.
我们来向神求。
Lord, we want to see this so much and hear the cries of your people, O Lord.
主啊，我们心中真是切慕，我们想要听到你的子民的呼求。
We want to see this happening in our church, more and more groups starting and growing in life.
主啊，我们想要看到我们教会中越来越多的小组在生命中不断的成长。
Where people are just coming in prepared to bring something, a song, a sharing, a revelation, a tongue, an interpretation of something that will build others up, Lord.
我们切盼每一次小组聚会的时候，大家都能够带来诗歌、教训、启示、方言或翻出来的话，彼此造就。
That each of our communities would grow so much deeper in intimacy with you.
我们每一个小组团契都能够越来越跟你亲近。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
All right, let's move on.
我们继续。
And then he gives them some much needed guidance. Like, what does it look like in there? Let me give you some more guidance.
保罗也给了他们一些很有需要的一些引导。
Because remember, this was a very active church.
因为要记得这是一个很有活力的教会。
They were maybe a little bit too active.
他们有的时候太有活力了。
If you can be. They were on full display of spiritual gifts.
他们尽情的展示属灵的恩赐。
So verse 27, he says this.
第二十七节讲到。
If any of you speak in a tongue,
若有说方言的,
let there be only two or three at most at a time.
只好两个人，至多三个人。
And each in turn.
且要轮流着说。
And when there's tongues, let someone interpret.
而且还要有一个人翻出来。
Okay, that's what we saw last week. If there's going to be tongues,
上周我们看到要有方言的话
You got to have someone interpret.
就要有人翻出来
Otherwise it's no good.
不然就没用了
You can do tongues on your own.
你可以自己说方言
You can pray in tongues and you can just go with the Lord.
你可以祷告用方言跟神交流
But no one's hearing you.
但没人听见
And no one will be blessed by you.
没有人会受到祝福
Except God himself.
除了神自己
But if you're doing tongues here,
但如果你在教会中讲方言
If you're doing tongues in your smaller gatherings,
在小组中
You better make sure there's an interpreter.
那要确定有人可以把它翻出来。
If you start going off on tongues and no one's going to translate, it's no good for everybody.
如果你就自己讲方言，谁也听不懂，那就没有用。
And if you're gathered together,
你们聚集的时候
，just let two or three do it. Don't all just go at it.
就两个或最多三个人讲，不要全部人都开始讲。
Because it's got to build up the group.
因为我们要造就小组。
And verse 28 he says, and if there is no one to interpret.
二十八节说，若没有人翻
，Let each of them keep silent.
就当在会中闭口。
Silence.
闭口。
The word there is sagao.
原文叫 sagao.
Can you all say sagao?
大家都说 sagao.
Say it, sagao.
Sagao.
That means, what's Chinese? I like that one.
This one says 闭口。
闭口。
Shut up.
Shut your It's like, hey, if you're going tongue, you know, whatever it is, and there's no one to stop, shut your mouth.
你讲方言，然后没有人可以翻的话，就闭口。
Shut your mouth. Keep silent. Sagao.
就静默，不要讲话。
You see, even Paul, verse 18 says last week, I speak more tongues than all of you.
你看上周我们看到十八节，保罗说，我说方言比你们众人还多。
But unless someone can interpret the tongues I speak,
但是除非有人可以帮我翻出来的话
it's of no use.
不然就没用了。
It's no good for the building up of the body.
就对建造肢体没有益处。
I'd rather prophesy.
我宁可来做先知讲道。
Because when we prophesy,
因为当我们做先知讲道
and Pastor James guided us last week, we're given a word from the Lord for the building up of others.
像范长老上周讲到，我们就用神的话语来建造教会。
People can understand that.
至少人们可以理解。
And when I'm sharing that, it's going to build up others.
当我分享的时候，我就可以造就别人。
He says, "Look, you guys sometimes are going off on tongues so much."
他说：“你看，你们有时候那么经常的讲方言。
But it's not building up anymore.
但这就不再造就人。
It's just like chaos.
就很混乱。
You can't have chaos.
你不能有混乱。
You're starting to just be disruptive.
变得很搅扰教会。
Don't disrupt.
不要搅扰。
Because we want to build up.
因为我们要造就。
Right? So if you're going to just start going off and there's too many people speaking in tongues and there's no interpreter.
那如果说大家都开始讲方言又没有人翻的话。
Sagao.
就闭嘴。
Shut your mouth. Be silent.
沉默。
Don't disrupt the worship and the time of small group we have.
不要搅扰敬拜或者小组的时间。
Now he goes on to prophets, verse 29.
第二十九节就讲到先知讲道。
Let two or three prophets speak, and let others weigh what is said.
只好两个人或是三个人，其余的就当慎思明辨。
And if a revelation is made to another sitting there, let the first, what? Sigao. Be silent.
若旁边坐着的得着了启示，那先说话就当闭口不言。
Same principle, isn't it?
同样的原则。
Hey, when you're gathered together,
当你们聚集的时候，
don't all rush to say a word from the Lord.
也不要都抢着要讲神的话。
Don't interrupt somebody in the middle of sharing a revelation.
当有人在分享一个启示的时候，不要打断他。
Share what you have to say from the Lord.
你从神领受到的，你来分享。
But let two or three speak.
但是就两个人或是三个人讲就好了。
And if a revelation is made to another sitting there,
那若旁边坐着的得着了启示，
let the first.Be sagao, shut your mouth.
那先说话的就当闭口不言。
Don't interrupt.
不要打断。
Don't disrupt.
不要搅扰。
Especially if a word is being brought and is being building up of others.
特别是当正在传讲的话语能够造就大家的时候。
You know, some people like me, we're like interrupters.
有人像我就是很爱打断别人。
Because, you know, some people, some of my brothers and sisters, they just speak slow.
我们当中有些弟兄姐妹讲话比较慢。
And they think slower.
他们慢慢的思索。
Or they want to be more careful about what they say.
或者他们讲话比较谨慎。
And so as someone in your small group or in the community is saying a word,
当你小组中有人要讲一句话的时候，
give them time.
给他们时间。
Let them speak.
让他们讲。
Don't be so quick to add on another revelation.
不要那么快就去加上另外一个启示。
That's the, oh, you want to know about what happened to me?
你想知道我发对我发生了什么？
You know, that's the, always want to, we call that the topper mentality. Have you heard of the topper mentality?
我们说是一个高人一头的心态。
You know, it's like, oh, you did that? Oh, let me tell you what I did.
所以，哦，你做了那个，哎，我给你讲讲我是做了什么。
Oh, you guys went to the beach. I went to Disneyland.
你去海边了，我去迪士尼乐园。
Oh, you had a hot dog. I had a hamburger.
你吃热狗了，我吃汉堡了。
Wow. You had fries. I had chili cheese fries.
你吃了薯条，我吃了。
And you know, people like that always want to top someone.
就这种心态总是要高人一等。
And even in a small group, even in a community, you get so excited.
在小组中你就好激动。
And so the quieter, slower talker.
那些讲话比较慢的人。
Is also sharing a revelation from the Lord.
他是要讲分享他从神领到的启示。
It's building someone up there.
他正在造就别人。
And you know, topper just wants to, oh, let me tell you what the Lord showed me.
然后另一个人就跑过来说，神给我的这样的启示。
And Paul says, Sigao.
保罗说闭嘴
Shut your mouth, dude.
闭口不言
Shut your mouth, wait.
闭口等待
And let only two or three, you don't have everybody do it.
就两个人三个人讲就好了不要所有的人都讲
If someone else is speaking a prophecy,
如果有人在做先知讲道
Just sagao, just shut your mouth.
就闭口不言
For you can all prophesy one by one, so that all may learn and be encouraged.
因为你们都可以一个一个的做先知讲道，叫众人学道理，叫众人得劝勉。
And the spirits of the prophets are subject to the prophets.
先知的灵原是顺服先知的。
For God is not a God of confusion, but of peace.
因为神不是叫人混乱，乃是叫人安静。
Look at that.
看一看。
You could all prophesy one by one.
你们都可以一个一个的做先知讲道。
So that all may learn and be encouraged.
叫众人都学道理。
So remember last week when Pastor James was talking about prophecy.
记得上周范长老讲到做先知讲道。
When someone's going through something and God, have you ever, do you do this? Like, do you ever pray? You know, my brother Peter, he's going through some stuff. I see it. I'm praying for him. And do you ever ask God, like, do you have a word for him?
你是否有过这样的经历，当你看到一个弟兄或姐妹他在经历某些困扰的时候，你求神赐给你话语来讲给他。
Do you ever ask God for that? God, give me a word to help build my brother up.
你是否求神赐给你话语来造就你的弟兄？
Would you learn to practice that?
你好不好学习这样做？
Because I don't have to do that to go up to my brother and be like, hey, man, I know you just lost your job, dude. You'll get through it. Dude, it's all good. You'll be good, right? You'll be good.
我们不用不必总是走到他身边说，哦，那个你没有工作了，没问题，也一切都会好的。
Oh man, I know he lost his job. Not that he did. I'm just making that right. I know you lost your job. He actually quit, but you know, you lost your job, and gosh, I feel like bringing you some food to make you feel better because I know Peter loves sushi. I'm gonna bring him some sushi. I'm gonna cut it myself.You know, I'm gonna bring some extra wasabi for him.
我们不必要就是说的啊，我看你失业了，让我带给你一些。我知道你很喜欢吃寿司。这里
You know, Pastor James said last week, a non-Christian can do that.
范长老讲到了，不是基督徒也可以这样做。
You don't need the Holy Spirit to do that.
你不需要圣灵来这样做。
Everyone can be nice and say like, "Attaboy, you'll get through it. You'll find a job, bro."
每个人都可以说一些鼓励的话。
Everybody can bring some food.
每个人都可以带一些食物。
And those are not bad.
这些都是好的。
But when have you asked the Lord, is there a word that you can bring to my brother that will really build him up in his faith spiritually?
但是作为基督徒，你是否有向神求，求神赐给你一个话语，能够造就你的弟兄，让他属灵上成熟成长？
When one prophesies,
当一个人做先知讲道，
It's a word from the Lord.
这是从神而来的话语。
It is spirit led.
是受圣灵引领的。
In verse 3, it says, it builds someone else's faith. It encourages, it consoles.
在第三节提到，这是要造就安慰劝勉人。
It's not just natural words.
这不仅仅是自然的话。
It's supernatural words.
是超自然的话。
And you got to make sure it's from the Lord.
你要确认这是从神来的。
Because you don't want to just be in the habit of saying, "Oh, yeah, the Lord gave me a word." What? Are you sure?
你就不能就好像说很习惯了，什么时候都讲是神给我的。
Maybe if you think it's always from the Lord, maybe you need a sagao.
如果你认为你讲的每一句话都是从神来的，你可能就要闭嘴想一想。
Don't just say it.
不要就是不假思索的说。
Wait on the Lord for it.
要等候神。
And make sure the Spirit always gives.What is never contrary to his own word.
要确认圣灵所讲的他不会自相矛盾。
And he says, don't lose control over this stuff.
他也说了不要失去掌控。
Because the gift of prophecy is subject to the prophet.
因为先知的灵源是顺服先知的。
You see, when you're operating in your spiritual gift,
因为当你在行你的属灵恩赐的时候
The gift is under God's influence
这个恩赐是在神的影响下的
But
然而
You have control over it
你对此是应该有掌控的
You have control over it so that you can either say it or you can even not say it
你有掌控所以你可以讲也可以不讲
That's why even if you have the gift of tongue, you have the ability to use it and you have the ability to not use it.
所以如果你有讲方言的恩赐你可以用也可以不用。
The principle that God is giving to us is that the spiritual gifts are under our control but under his influence.
这原则就是神给我们的属灵恩赐在我们的掌控中在他的影响下。
Because God is not a God of confusion but of peace.
因为神不叫人混乱，乃是叫人安静。
And spiritual gifts bring his peace within the body.
属灵的恩赐就在他的肢体中带来平安。
In other words, when you're gathering together,
换句话讲，当我们聚集的时候
，Don't let your gatherings go off track.
不要让你的聚会走偏了。
Use your spiritual gift, he says.
他说用你的属灵恩赐。
But you guys in Corinth, you're just all over with it. Slow it down. You got to know when to stop. You got to know when to go. You got to know when to stop.
但是哥林多的这教会大家就一起同时都开始讲应该要学习什么时候停下来不讲。
You got to know when to go. You got to know when to stop.
你要学习什么时候当讲，什么时候不当讲。
For them, I think he's saying you got to know when to stop.
对他们来讲，保罗是说你们要知道什么时候不要讲了。
For us,
对我们而言
，I wonder if he's saying you got to go.
他可能是说你们要讲，要开口。
See, maybe for us, are we sometimes too sagao to ourselves?
想想看，我们是不是大部分时候都是太闭口不言了？
Maybe you don't feel confident that you can say something that will build up others.
可能你没有这样的自信，你所讲的可以造就别人。
Maybe you have an embarrassment, a nervousness when you speak.
或者你讲话的时候，你会觉得尴尬或者那个紧张。
Maybe you're afraid to speak words that will really build others up.
或者你害怕你讲这种造就人的话。
You're afraid to let the Holy Spirit work in you and give you a word from Him to build someone else up.
你害怕圣灵会赐给你话语，好让你讲出来造就人。
You see, He's telling their church, "You're going so much, you need a sagao."
你看保罗对那个教会说：“你们讲太多了，要学会闭口。”
But maybe for us, he would say, you're too sagao. Stop sagaoing. Stop keeping your mouth so shut.
但是我想保罗要对我们的教会可能会说，不要一直这样闭口不言。
Are you even opening your mouth to use words, to pray for a word from the Lord to give to another brother and sister to build them up?
你们是否可以开口向神求，让他赐给你话语，可以造就弟兄姐妹
I mean, you know, we have a lot of people who talk, not always words to build up others. We have a lot of people who speak to tear down others.
我们有很多人讲话，但不一定是常常是造就人的话。
Well, maybe there you got a sagao. Okay.
那些人应该闭口。
But are you asking the Lord ever, give me a word, oh Spirit, give me a word to...Help this brother and sister. I see something. Maybe no one else in the church sees them. I see what's going on in this brother and sister's life in my small group, my fellowship, my community group. I just, Lord, give me a word to lift them up. Empower these words by your spirit to build them up.
但是当你看到你的弟兄姐妹有人在经历一些什么困难的时候，只有你看到的时候，你是否向神求圣灵赐给你话语，好对他来说，来建造他。
Maybe we need to pray for this.
我们应该为此来祷告。
Do we want to be a church that has a word from the Lord to give and to build others up? Do you want to be that? Yes.
我们是否想要成为一个教会？
No, you don't really. No, you don't really. Do you want to be?
Yes.
Okay. Shall we pray? Oh, sorry.
They want the Chinese to say yeah.
I'm getting too crazy.
我们想要成为这样一个教会。
You tell me, Sagao. Let's ask the Lord for that.
让我们向神求。
Just ask Him for that right now.
让我们向神求。让我们都开口来向神求。主啊，求你赐给我们话语。主啊，从圣灵而来的和你心意的话语，让我们知道什么当讲，什么不当讲。让我们能够成为一个更有活力的教会，能够彼此建造，能够每个人都带来对我们肢体有益处的，能够分享，能够鼓励，能够劝勉，能够建造。
Oh Lord, we do pray, as I translate for my sister, Lord, we do pray that you would continue to work in us and that we may learn how to receive a word from you for the building up of our brothers and sisters. We pray that in our small groups we would we would be able to come in and bring in words that build up others, Lord, in their faith, to encourage, to build up, to console. Father, we pray that there would be a great stirring within our church, that you would bring revival upon each one of our brothers and sisters. Oh, Lord, this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. And then we get to the tough verses. Oh, now we got to get to it. Look at the rest of that verse in 33.
接下来我们就看到这个好难懂的经文，从第三十四节开始。
As in all the churches of the saints,
像在圣徒的众教会一样,
the women should keep silent in the churches, for they are not permitted to speak, but should be in submission, as the law also says. If there's anything they desire to learn, let them ask their husbands at home, for it is shameful for women to speak in church. Just can't even read it. Oh my Lord. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's it. Okay.
Okay,
right. Let me tell you something.
我跟大家要说,
in biblical Christianity,
和圣经的基督教,
there is no picture where women do not play significant roles of ministry within God's kingdom and within His church. Nowhere.
在神的国度和神的教会中，没有一个地方妇女不是扮演一个重要的事工中的角色。
Throughout Jesus's ministry,
在耶稣基督他的事工，从头到末了，
women played a significant part, a crucial part.
妇女都扮演了至关重要的角色
of His ministry.
在耶稣的事工中,
but in the culture of the time,
但在当时的文化,
both the Jews and somewhat even the Greeks,
犹太人或者甚至希腊人,
in those cultures, women were literally labeled near the status of owned property.
在那些文化中, 妇女呢, 都是就像是, 被拥有的一个,
they had a very low status in society. And they would even say that in a faith circle that women have no role to play.
他们甚至讲在信仰中妇女没有任何的地步。
So when Jesus steps into the culture,
但当耶稣进入文化中的时候,
Jesus rocked the culture.
他
He rocked the culture because he elevated women to have a place in his ministry. Paul rocked the culture when he affirmed, even in chapter 11, to pray and to prophesy out loud in the gathering of believers.
他在第十一章他就讲到, 女人也是可以祷告, 也是可以讲道。
Remember that?
记得吗?
He said that in chapter 11.
他在第十一章提到这一点。
But under the understanding that there's also biblical headship.
但是我们有这样子的看见这样的理解, 但是在圣经中也有, 领导。
That's why in chapter 11 he brought it back to creation.
所以他在第十一章他又讲到了创世。
There's so much authority in that.
那里有很多的权柄。
You see, Jesus rocked the culture with women in ministry. Paul rocked the culture with having women in crucial areas of ministry.
你看耶稣和保罗都撼动了当时的文化, 让女人在事工中有重要的地位。
But under the kingship of Jesus, there's always an order.
但是在 耶稣基督的王权下总是有秩序的。
In church there is an order.
在教会也是有秩序。
In the home there is an order.
家中也有秩序。
But the women have always had a strong place to play in the ministries of God's church.
但在神的教会中，女人总是可以有重要的地位。
So Jesus rocked the culture when he not only gives freedom, but freedom under the authority structure.
所以基督正撼动了当时的文化，他不但给了我们自由，而这个自由呢，也是有一个权柄架构的
自由。 The problem with freedom in Christ is that a lot of times we like to run away with freedom.
在基督中的自由是这样，有的时候我们想要从这个自由中逃离。
The problem that was happening in Corinth,
哥林多的问题是
was that some of the women were running away with their freedom.
有一些妇女她们是太自由了。
And that they were beginning through their speaking to disrupt and not build.
他们有的时候讲话是搅扰而不是建造。
They were speaking out of turn.
他们没有按次序发言。
And just like tongues and prophecy,
就像讲方言和做先知讲道。
It was no longer edifying.
那就不再有益处。
And just like tongues and prophecy,
也就像讲方言或做先知讲道。
He says, wait for the right moments.
保罗是说你要等到合宜的时候。
Don't disrupt.
不要搅扰。
Otherwise, sagao.
不然就闭口。
Shut your mouth.
闭口不言。
Keep silent.
静默。
Some suggest that they were even questioning what their own husbands were teaching and saying.
他们有的时候甚至是挑战他们的丈夫在教导的话。
But in a way that was dishonoring.
但是他们的方式是一个不尊敬的方式。
So that if I'm teaching, my wife stands up and she goes, "Are you sure that's what the Bible says?"
你像刘长老在这里讲道，然后 Bex 站起来说，你说的是神的话吗
？She can stand up and say, "Amen."
她可以站起来说阿门。
But maybe not the time to stand up and say, "What are you talking about? Is that what the Bible says?"
但是可能不是一个合宜的时候。在教会中站起来。
And she's disrupting and no longer building, and we would have to all say "sagao."
那所以他就是在导致混乱，那不是造就，那我们就要说闭口。
Hey, you just gotta wait till you get on the car and then ask him when you get home.
保罗是说，你就等一等，等到你回家，可能在车里你再来问。
You see, this whole passage has something for us.
你看这一个经文对我们是有益处的。
If you look at 39 and 40, it's actually very simple.
如果你看一下三十九、四十节，挺简单的。
He says, "So then, earnestly desire to prophesy, and do not forbid speaking in tongues. We will not."
所以，我弟兄们，你们要切慕做先知讲道，也不要禁止说方言。
But all things should be done decently and in order.
但凡事都要规规矩矩的按次序行。
See, Paul saying, "Earnestly desire it." Do you?
看保罗说我们要切慕你有没有切慕
And don't forbid speaking in tongues, do we?
也不要禁止说方言我们有禁止吗
We got to keep desiring it.
我们要不断的切慕
We can't forbid it.
我们不能禁止
Paul's saying, yes, pursue spiritual gifts.
神说是的要追求属灵恩赐
Yes, be zealous to see the supernatural brought into the natural world.
是的我们要热忱的看到
Paul said, yes, you got to go, you got to go.
保罗说是的你要去你要去
But he says, you got to also know when to stop.
他也说你要知道什么时候停止
That's why spiritual gifts are always under the one who's been given the gift.
所以属灵恩赐总是在那一位赐下这些恩赐的
They were pursuing the gifts.
他们是在追求恩赐
They just let it get out of control.
他们就让他失去了掌控。
They were seeing the manifestation of the Holy Spirit in their church and in their small groups.
看到圣灵在他们教会和小组当中的展示。
But their gifts sometimes were out of control.
但是有的时候是失去控制。
He said you got to know when to stop.
他说你要知道什么时候要停。
Nowhere does he say that these were fake gifts.
他没有在任何地方讲到这是假的恩赐。
He's saying that these gifts could be used.
他说这些恩赐可以被使用。
But that these gifts can be abused.
但是这些恩赐也可以被滥用。
He's talking about the church. He's talking about what builds up the church.
他在讲到这个教会，什么造就教会。
And he's using these three things as an example.
他在用这三样事情作为例子。
That are good.
是好的。
But they could be dangerous.
但也有危险。
If they're out of control.
如果是失去控制
Tongues
方言
prophecy
做先知讲道
and women
还有女人
so you got to know when to go
你要知道什么时候当行
you got to know when to stop
什么时候不当行
for them they had to know when to stop
对他们来讲是不知道什么时候要停
for us brothers and sisters
对我们弟兄姐妹讲呢
we might need to know that we got to go
我们可能要更多的学习什么时候要 来行
you with me
你们、理解吗
They were zealous for spiritual gifts.
他们对属灵的恩赐很热诚。
They were active in wanting to gather together.
他们很积极想要一起聚会。
They loved to worship together.
他们喜爱一起敬拜。
They loved to see the manifestation, the visible picture of the Holy Spirit working in their midst.
他们非常喜爱看到圣灵在他们当中，能够展现出来。
What we need to ask ourselves is,
但我们想要扪心自问
Do we?
我们呢
Are we?
我们有这样行吗
Maybe we have a lot of love for one another.
我们可能对彼此充满了爱
But are we on expression of our spiritual gifts?
但是我们有没有展现我们的属灵恩赐
Are we really desiring to see others built up in their faith?
我们有没有真的渴慕看到他人在属灵中得到建造
We don't want to be a church of just busy work.
我们不想作为一个忙忙碌碌的教会。
It's too easy for every church just to become busy, 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 busy.
每一个教会都很容易就是天天忙的，忙着忙着。
But are we seeing a people who just love the Lord and their intimacy with the King is closer and closer and closer?
但是我们就很想看到我们神的子民能够与我们的君王的关系能够越来越亲近。
Because that is the well.That will spill out into everything that we do.
因为那就是能不断涌流的泉源。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray for that.
让我们为此祷告。
I want to encourage us as a church.
我想鼓励我们整个教会。
Pray for brothers and sisters to grow in closeness with the King.
让我们为彼此祷告，弟兄姐妹可以与我们的君王越来越亲近。
To learn to love our King.
学会更深的来爱我们的君王。
And to let the King love us.
我们要爱我们的神，我们的王给我们的爱。
And then everything we do becomes more natural here. It is the supernatural naturally.
所以我们所行的一切都是超自然的、自然的显现。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Can you pray for our church?
让我们来为教会祷告。亲爱的主，我们的王，我们的君王。
Oh Lord Jesus, our King.
你是那有权柄的王。
You are the King with all authority and power.
但你也是那位慈爱的君王。
But you are also the King full of love.
你是那赐给我们自由的君王。
You are the King who gives us freedom.
你给我们这样丰盛的恩赐。
And you have given us such an abundance, grace and gifting.
主啊，让我们真的是常常的来到你的面前，来寻求跟你更亲密的关系。
Lord, I ask that each of us would have a desire to run to you and to have a greater intimacy with you.
让我们在你的面前都能够敞开我们的心。
That When we are before you, you would just open up our hearts.
让我们可以从你那里丰丰富富的领受。
So that from you we can receive from you.
然后我们就可以像泉水一样涌流出来，从你所领受的能够涌流到我们教会的肢体当中。
And as we are filled with this living water, it would spill out of our lives to our brothers and sisters and to the world.
当我们看到我们弟兄姐妹的每一个的时候，我们就爱他，用你的爱来爱他。
And as we see our brothers and sisters, Lord, help us to love them with your love.
让我们能够向你求，当我们自己不知道怎么说的时候，让我们能够向你求圣灵赐下的话语。
And that when we don't know what to say, we would pray that your Spirit would give us your words to say to them.
让我们在爱中说出的从你而来的话语能够彼此造就。
That through the words of the Spirit, coming through all of us, it would build up our church.
主啊，你对你的教会各有你美好的心意。
Lord, you have a plan, a really wonderful plan for your church.
你让哥林多教会晓得该如何有次序，能够一个一个的讲，能够知道何时当闭口不言。
You were teaching that these Christians in the Corinthian church to know when to speak and when to stop.
主啊，你对我们的教会也说话。
And you are also speaking to our church, Lord.
你提醒我们，你给我们的自由，你给我们的恩赐。
You've given us freedom and you've given us spiritual gifts.
主啊，愿你用你超自然的能力，让我们更能够自然的来展现你所给我们的丰富的赐予。
Would you in a supernatural way help us to manifest those gifts in a church, in our church?
让我们成为一个更加积极有活力的彼此建造的教会。
Oh Lord, that we would be a church that's more and more on fire and zealous for you, and we are able to build each other up.
我们将这一切的赞美祈求都交托在你的宝座中。
We just want to praise your holy name, Lord.
我们将祷告奉耶稣基督的名求。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.